we are in a conundrum right now. You know, we live in politically correct times. You know, the do you remember after 9/11 when Lorne Michaels asked then New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, after a couple of weeks, is it okay to laugh? Can we joke again? Yeah, can we joke again? Is it okay to be funny? And he goes, like you ever were, or whatever like that. And so that kind of ushered in. So all morning, I've been hearing about the coronavirus and about how potentially serious it could be. And almost the same amount of chatter has been ways perhaps you could get the coronavirus.
I know my way. I think I had it way before it was diagnosed or identified by the CDC. Do you drink a 12-pack and you wake up the next day, you have the coronavirus. Unless it's the Bud Light virus or the Mick Ultra virus. But still, I've had that virus. No, this is...
Yeah, this is serious.
Very serious.
But it's funny because for every one time, they're like, oh, they're going to be, you know, adding new screening in Chicago and they've got it at the airports. And there's already one person in the U.S. who traveled here from China. Mm-hmm. Up in Washington State that has officially been diagnosed. For every serious news story, I've heard
a joke.
And it's just like, you know, I don't know. Does that speak to the times we live in? I think it does.
It probably really, really does. But all kidding aside, if you remember, what was about 15 years ago or so, we dealt with that. Was
SARS.
It the SARS virus? Kind of the same deal. It just all of a sudden showed up and then... 800, 900 people died of it. So we certainly don't want to make light of the fact that there is this new illness that has shown up in the United States. But it was interesting that information came out, I guess, late last week that this thing was a thing. And then all of a sudden, well, what do you know? There's a guy in the United States that has it. I wonder if that really happened in reverse, but they had to get the story out first.
Well, yeah, because if you get your timeline correct so that you don't have liabilities, I don't know, but... let's see. I think it's the major airports, LAX, San Francisco,
right.
JFK, and then they've just decided to do the screening at Atlanta and Chicago. How do they do a screening at the airport? Just ask where you've been. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that? I've never been through one of those major, you know, disease screenings before.
Well. Thank goodness this didn't happen around Cinco de Mayo because everybody would have been exposed, right?
See? There you go.
I can't help it. It's just me. I mean, I can't really help it. No word yet on the Dos Equis virus, the Modelo virus, or the Tecate virus, but we'll keep you updated as soon as I'll stop. Oh. All right. It's bad when I'm fighting myself saying, this really is serious, fast, stop it. And then the Dos Equis virus shows up.